I would like to introduce Dr. Castillo, who will talk about rubella elimination efforts in the Pan American Health Organization's region of the Americas.
On behalf of the PAHO Immunization Unit, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to share the experience of rubella and CRS elimination in the Americas. In regards to this presentation, I have no relationships to disclose. My presentations will provide you with an update on progress of rubella elimination in the Americas, opportunities and challenges for rubella elimination, and the next steps. As a result of our regional goal for measles elimination by 2000, measles surveillance was strengthened and began to highlight the widespread circulation of rubella virus in many countries of the Americas. Before rubella vaccine introduction, it was estimated that more than 20,000 infants were born annually with congenital rubella syndrome in Latin America and the Caribbean, even the absence of major epidemics, underscoring the significance of CRS as a public health problem in the Western Hemisphere. In response to this documented CIA of rubella in the Americas, in 1997, the Technical Advisory Group recommended the introduction of rubella-contained vaccine into the routine program. Soon after, the region quickly advanced to an accelerated rubella control strategy, and in 1999, initiating measles rubella vaccination campaigns in women only or in men and women to prevent future CRS cases. As a result of the observed success, in 2003, the PAHO's Directing Council established the rubella elimination goal for 2010 and secured the sustainability of the initiative. The PAHO definition for measles and rubella elimination is the interruption of endemic transmission of measles and rubella virus for more than 12 months in all countries and the absence of CRS cases associated with endemic transmission. The opportunities for integrating measles and rubella were identified in the plan of action to further advance in the elimination initiative, the political commitment for measles elimination, effective and affordable combination vaccine, MR, to be used during campaigns, possibility for the integration of measles and rubella surveillance, and need to maintain measles elimination. Rubella vaccination strategies are aligned with those of measles strategies through the use of the combined MR vaccine. And for rubella elimination, we incorporate adolescent and adults vaccination campaigns. The integration of the strategies contributes to maintain and achieving the elimination of both diseases. The existing measles surveillance infrastructure is used for rubella elimination, including reporting sites, the implementation of regional, sub-regional, national, and sub-national laboratories, PAHO field epidemiologists in priority countries, and case-based community surveillance with flow of data to regional office. The integration of measles and rubella surveillance was identified as an important opportunity, both for strategic reasons, such as improving measles detection, increasing the detection of rubella cases, as well as for practical reasons, such as creating synergies, saving resources, and facilitating supervision activities. The four principal components of the rubella and CRS elimination strategy include the acceleration of vaccination strategy implementation, maintain integration of measles and rubella surveillance, implementation of CRS surveillance, and improve viral detection and isolation. Rubella mass vaccination campaigns differ from early campaigns, which target children only, and therefore require a special planning process. These characteristics include a non-traditional target group of adolescents and adults, men and women, a large proportion of persons to be vaccinated, broad and timely social communication, detailed planning at all levels to reach 100% coverage, and campaign implementation over a short time period to help prevent the revaccination to the same population. One of the challenges confronted in the Americas has been the inadvertent vaccination of pregnant women as a result of mass rubella campaign implementation. Currently, there is a data available from campaigns conducted from 2001 to 2005. Over 29,000 women unaware of being pregnant were reported at the time of vaccination, and follow-up was conducted in susceptible women among 2,200 offspring of these women. After the follow-up, no CRS cases were encountered. Today, with a framework of the rubella and CRS elimination, countries have implemented high-quality campaigns, reaching coverage greater than 95% in order to quickly interrupt rubella virus transmission and maintain measles elimination. A 91% reduction in rubella cases has occurred between 1998 and 2007, demonstrating the impact of the strategy. The increase of cases observed in 2007 is due to rubella outbreaks in Argentina, Brazil, and Chile, countries that vaccinated only women during early rubella campaigns, during the phase of accelerated control. Chile successfully vaccinated men in November 2007, and Argentina and Brazil are finalizing their campaigns this year. The number of CRS cases has also declined over the time, and efforts are underway to improve CRS surveillance in the region. What are the current challenges for maintaining measles and rubella elimination in the region? First, risk of virus importation from other regions, secondary case to importation, reaching downreach through the second opportunity, preventing and responding outbreaks, strengthening integrated measles rubella surveillance and CRS surveillance, and false positive and false negative, and limited samples for virus detection isolation. This map highlights the current measles outbreak in the global level. Today, more than 147 million international tourists arrive in the Americas in each year, and the risk of potential importation to the Americas is significant. As a result, valuable resources, both monetary and human, are allocated for outbreaks investigation and the implementation of control measures. The challenge of reaching the unreached to prevent the build-up of susceptible children over the time is the most serious obstacle to maintain measles and rubella elimination. PAHO recommended providing a second opportunity for AMR vaccination through follow-up campaigns to prevent the accumulation of susceptible. With this objective of reducing the number of secondary cases to importation for both measles and rubella, each country is carrying out an analysis the PROTECT cohort to identify susceptible population and determine if cohort has had at least two opportunities to receive the MR vaccine. Here we have an example of Guatemala, where the group age 1 to 6 1 to 6 years old should be the target for a follow-up campaign in 2008. The challenge is, given that we have entered in the elimination stage in the Americas, we are implementing the active follow-up contacts of confirmed cases. Here, you have the example of an important measles case from the India to Peru that was traced through several countries. Best practices in outbreak response have evolved based on the vast experience of the Americas. The most important consideration is to get ahead of virus transmission through the interventions implemented. For example, in light of the continued risk of importation when large events occur and mass tourism is expected, alerts should be developed and distributed to protect travelers from potential risk of exposure to measles and rubella. Current surveillance challenges include achieve performance indicators to ensure quality, increase suspicion of CRS cases by detecting alerts at the primary care level, and virus detection for sporadic cases in every outbreak. Virus detection was allowed for the identification of major transmission pathways for imported measles during the period 2005-2007. And the improved viral detection has increased knowledge regarding the rubella genotype endemic to the region. During 2003-2007, wild-type rubella virus genotype 1C and 2B are considered endemic in the Americas. The other genotypes are imported. The consequences of not having the total population protect against measles and rubella while facing the continual risk of imported relay cases are reestablishment of endemic virus transmission, perception of failure of measles rubella elimination strategies, loss of public confidence, and increased concerns throughout the countries of the Americas. The rubella and CRS elimination initiative has had the generous support of several partners listed here. What are the next steps? Countries in the Americas will begin to collect and analyze essential information based on a current regional plan of action to document and verify the interruption of endemic virus transmission. This plan includes understanding the development of the immunization program, epidemiological information, quality of the surveillance system, molecular epidemiological data, analysis of vaccinated population cohorts, and linking of each piece of the evidence. Thank you.